how did you get involved really in the movement to encourage women into the field?
Yeah, so, I mean, I have been working on encouraging women into sort of math, CS, and engineering, just broadly speaking, from the age of about 13.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's nothing like being female and having every single thing you like be something that is what boys are supposed to do and girls are not supposed to do to make you passionate about getting more women into things you like. So, you know, I had been doing this for a very long time. I did my first TV program as outreach to girls in math when I was 17. This has been a defining path for me in my life in terms of, you know, I want to change the world so that young women who are interested in things that aren't traditional for young women are encouraged, and similarly for people of color and, you know, all the other groups that tend to be underrepresented in fields. So in 1989, so I was head of the computer science department at UBC, and Ed Rozowska was chair of the CS department at the University of Washington. And Ed and I have known each other for more than 10 years because he got his PhD from the University of Toronto, or maybe a year before I arrived as a graduate student. And so, you know, he came back to visit and give a talk, and I met Ed. So Ed and I had been friends for a long time. In 1989, this is, you know, my second year at UBC, he asked me if I would run for the board of the Computing Research Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure. And I didn't get elected. And he asked me again the next year, and particularly because I didn't get elected the first time, I said, sure. I mean, if I don't get elected again, that's totally fine. You can run as many times as I want because it's not going to cost me any effort. But the second time I got elected, and I was the first woman ever to be elected to the CRA board, and it was about 20 years old at that time. And so I went to the very first meeting, and Peter Freeman, mm-hmm. who I think he was chair of the board at that time or vice chair of the board,
mm-hmm.
but in any case, he said there was somebody he wanted me to meet at lunch, and it was Nancy Levison. Mm-hmm. I hadn't met Nancy before. At that time she was at UCI. And Peter knew her because she was, you know, Peter's work is in software engineering. She was also in software engineering. And so we had this lunch together with Peter, and we started talking about doing something with the Computing Research Association to really try and encourage more women to go into careers in computing research. That's where CRAWP came from. Nancy and I decided that we were going to work on this together. Peter, in his leadership role on the CRA board, was very supportive. We have the first woman on the board. They have somebody whose passion is about getting more women into things.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I really pushed on was not just creating CRAW, but actually getting more women elected to the board. And within, I think, 2 years, maybe even within 1 year, a third of the members were female.